Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Friday, March 29th, 2024. We got a double feature episode for you today. We're talking about the Agent Broker United Conference that's coming up in Vegas 1 month from today. Today's episode is sponsored by ePay Policy, easier payments built just for insurance. If you're not using ePay Policy, you're missing out. So are your insureds. And by Capital Premium Financing. This is a match made in heaven with these two. You earn more overrides, get better service if you're looking to grow your agency's revenue. You're spending too much time on cancellations. These guys will solve that problem for you. And you know, I don't want to give them too much work, but if you need a system and process and a technology platform built out, they'll do that for you too. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on payment processing, click on premium financing, get you hooked up with those folks over there at Capital Premium Finance and ePay Policy. So on today's daily insurance meditation, we are talking about the upcoming Agent Brokers United Conference. It's in Vegas. I've got John with me here today. John, how you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. That's what good. A great day.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. I mean, I'm here in Phoenix. Are you in SoCal right now?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
So your weather's
probably Cucamonga.
Absolutely. I've been there a few times. We used to have an office in Ontario when we owned our old agency. So
nice.
We were there quite a bit. Now, you know, I've never been to one of your conferences before, but when I met you, you were walking around a trade show in Chicago. What was that trade show?
That was IAOA.
Yep. IAOA. And John's walking around, and he's got a drink in his hand, and he's got a Bluetooth speaker hanging from his belt clip, listening to some awesome party tunes. And I was like, dude, this guy's like a walking party. And I imagine that your conference is pretty much the same thing. I mean, obviously, you got a lot of insurance stuff going on there, too. But I imagine this thing's pretty good time. Tell me about BIG.
Yeah, so I started the association actually like 14 years ago. It was primarily for California agents.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I actually moved it out, and we did Las Vegas last year. Mm-hmm. When we did Las Vegas, we had to change our name. Big Eye sent us a cease and desist.
Oof.
For 12 years, we were good. I said, I'm not fighting with the Big Eye. I said, I'll change that name right away.
Yeah.
So we get to keep the website, but now we're Agent Brokers United, and we're a national convention instead of only catering to California.
Perfect. So what is the perks of agency owners showing up to this conference?
So here's the thing. I've been going to conventions. I like to brag about it, like 34 years now.
Sure.
And I've always considered them my Super Bowl of events. If I go to one, if I go to 10. And honestly, it's the networking. It's the knowledge that I get. It's the fact that I know that I'm going to get something out of every convention, because there's always new things that come out in this industry. So I'm a convention guy all the way. So I'm honored and happy that I'm able to put together a show that gets to embody what I believe conventions do for people.
For sure. And so tell me, you know, when the agent like shows up April 29th in Las Vegas, tell me about the venue. Tell me about the events you got planned, the speakers you've got going on, and like what agency, I mean, obviously any agency owner looking for growth, it'd be a good idea for them to take the time out of their schedule and pop in there and see what's going on. But specifically, what types of issues that are currently facing agents, stuff like that, what are we addressing this year?
Yep. So on the 29th, when you come in, it's early check-in if you get on the 29th. But more importantly, something near and dear to my heart, we do the Chris Lejeune Memorial Golf Classic. Chris Lejeune was one of my best friends in the industry. Many of you will know him, especially he reached all over the country. But he worked with Hawksoft, and he passed away a few years ago. And one of the things that I said that I was going to do for sure was keep his name in the industry. So we have the golf tournament that's set up on that Monday, an early check-in. And, okay, of course, we'll have some some parties after we get back. But then on the 29th, which is Monday and Tuesday, that's when we bring in our speakers, and we'll have over 60 vendors out there this year. Wow. Our speaker lineup is fire, except for one person. And
who's the
person? I'm a Raider fan, and I refuse to introduce him. He's actually a good guy and a good friend, and is doing incredible things. But Sean Lights Out Merriman.
Okay.
You guys know he was on the Chargers. Yep. And he was a nightmare for Raiders. So I'm trying to figure out who's going to introduce him, because it can't be me.
Yeah, right? This guy cost you too much money in sports betting or something?
Yeah, just too much pain.
Yeah.
Too much pain.
Emotional,
not even
trauma.
Too much pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was he was a Raider killer. Like, I hate to even say it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, anyway, things are there, right?
We have Sean Merriman coming out. We have Davey Holt coming out. I've heard most of these speakers either at my event before or at other events. Billy Williams, insurance investor, coach, amazing. Jason Cass, who runs Agency Intelligence. Cassidy Arbelli, she does coaching for agencies also. Jeff Sophia is going to be out. Ray Wong from Canopy Connect. So we have some really great speakers, but also we have some amazing vendors coming out. You know, this market has changed so much, and I just did a meeting last night talking about it. And you know, E&S market and wholesale market. You know, a lot of the stuff that we would gravitate to, not really, because.
Right.
You know, it was mostly high risk in that. Now, not only in California, in a lot of states, the E&S markets is you know, going to become a vital part of our repertoire of what we can write.
Right.
And so I'm really trying to get the education set up beforehand. Because like I said, I went to a lot of these shows and would ask the E&S markets what they did and that. But because they were specialty or high risk or stuff we rarely got into, just wouldn't talk to them that much. So now, you know, this show and I think a lot of shows coming up, you really need to pay attention to the companies that you walked by a lot before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I completely agree with that, because it's like, you know, we hear the same thing. So the insurance stream, we have our aggregator group, and it's mostly shifted to commercial lines, right? Because personal lines is, I mean, just in the aggregator group style setting, like, it's pretty much like dead for the most part, right? There's some stuff, not enough to build an agency on. And so, yeah, you're right. You're going to these MGAs, these wholesalers, these excess surplus, you know, different things like that. And what started in maybe Florida and California and a little bit in New York, it's now like a wave across the whole country that really you got to be on your toes to be able to continue to grow your agency. Even if you had a successful model a few years ago, that model's not going to work now. And so that sounds like that's going to be a huge focus of this convention, is talking about what to do moving forward while this hard market persists. Is that pretty accurate?
It is. It is. And the other thing that's important is networking with other owners that are going through your same pain.
Right.
Let's face it. As business owners, we're pretty much on an island most of the time, unless you really get active and involved. And I preach that all the time. I try to stay super active. I try to stay involved. And it actually levels the stress field.
Yep.
Knowing that I'm not the only one going through this. So 100%. With these live events.
Yeah.
With these live events, it makes it, you know, even better. And then the nice thing is, again, we are still getting a ton of people from California, but we're getting people from across the country that are going through the same pains, or if not, they will be going through the same pains.
Yes.
You know, these companies are having to adjust to what's going on.
Right.
And like I said, these other markets, these other tools that can help. I mean, we have phenomenal companies coming out, you know, VA companies, management companies.
Yeah.
You know, the times have changed a lot. The good thing with insurance is you could be in it for 40 years, or you could be in it for 3 years or 1 month. The industry changes so fast.
Yeah.
And that's why these shows are important to go to. Because like I said, if you just sit back in your office, and these times are done right now.
Right.
if you're not adapting, you're going to be selling.
Yes. Well, hopefully, right? Hopefully you can buy a buyer or you can find a buyer.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, change is good, right?
Yeah. If you position yourself correctly inside of it, then, yeah, I mean, it could be life-changing.
Yep. Like you said, I get super excited. Our show, honestly, like, it's $250 for really a four-day event.
That's super reasonable.
It's super reasonable. If you use ABU50, it's $200. Honestly, you're going to Vegas. You can fly almost anywhere direct into Vegas, and it's probably almost the cheapest flight that you're going to get.
Right.
Our hotel room is like $89. You know, we had pushback on Rio. I think after they do all their stuff, it's like $130 a night. That's still like super cheap.
Right.
Here's the thing. The Rio probably had the rep. If you look any reviews at the Rio like 6 months ago, it was probably like the top two like dumps in Vegas.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. Hyatt has taken over. There is a $340 million renovation going on. I went there. The convention hall is all brand new. The swimming pool, they had two out of three of them already refurbished and redone. New
Beautiful.
Furniture, new floor, new everything.
Good.
Hopefully the last pool will be done. There's new restaurants in there. In our room block, you get into the brand new room. So any of those stories that you heard about the horrible rooms, not in our tower. We got brand new rooms.
Yes.
I'm hoping the Voodoo Lounge is open. Honestly, the Rio is one of the places you can almost do all the Vegas stuff in one place. There's like there's Penn and Teller's, there's Chippendales, not for me, but there's Chippendales. there's the Wow Show. There, I mean, they have like a lot of the shows in there. And if you want to go get into the Strip, it's literally like less than 5 minutes away.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no,
so
that's perfect.
It's a good location.
You go ahead. Sorry.
It's a good location, but the thing is again, some people remember Rio when it wasn't so good.
Yeah.
Trust me, I wouldn't take you to a dump. They've done a lot of work, and they're still even improving now. But
yeah, well, and let's talk a little bit about here because you know this is the insurance dream, right? All about getting the resources you need to build your business and live your own insurance dream. Dude, you travel more than anybody else. Like, we're friends on Facebook. And I'm like, how long has this guy been in Peru for? Like, how often are, I mean, you know, tell me a little bit about, like, the 30,000-foot view of you and where you started in the industry, the agency you built, you know, and how much of your time is spent, you know, like, earning passive income while you travel and see the world with your wife.
The good thing, my wife had an agency also.
Okay.
So again, I've been doing this like 34 years. I started in an agency that, to be honest with you, my mom and dad worked there. They got me in there. They didn't know
anything. Yep.
I broke my thumb, had to go to a county hospital, and I said, I got to get on the company side. I went to work for FIC. I was in underwriting, commercial underwriting, corporate underwriting, finally made it to sales. Every place that I landed, I thought that was going to be the home for me, but just like it, acquisitions and mergers happen,
yes,
things get bought out and things change. I've worked for FIC, Kemper, AIG, the Hartford, the General, and National General.
Okay.
And again, I'm telling you, every place I thought that was it.
Right.
It didn't end up being it.
Right.
I started the association 14 years ago.
Okay.
I just seen what was out there at the time and thought that we could lend a hand to getting the message out. So it was a small group at the time. It was like a 1 day trade show, like $500.
Yeah.
Since then I've moved it to a 2 or 3 day trade show. I have the passion and the drive to make the shows multi-day because I do think, you know, again, the lounges and the restaurants and the bars and just hanging out. There's so much more to a trade show than going through and grabbing trinkets and
yes,
listening to a couple speakers. Where I'm at now, I had three different agencies. I work really closely with an insurance school. I have the association. So I have a lot of things going on. The nice thing that the pandemic kind of showed is you can kind of work remote.
Yes.
my wife still has her office. You know, you get good people around you, and you should be able to travel. You should be able to do stuff. You can work remote. Like, we're still working. You should be able to work remotely and just touch base. And then always tell everybody, like, look, everything with a good business, you can have phenomenal people, but you better be watching your pocketbook still.
Oh, boy.
And I always say, even the most honest person, like in an office, like maybe they took some sticky notes home and you didn't say something. Maybe they took some pens later on, you didn't say something.
Right.
If you're not, you can't be an absentee owner.
Right.
You can travel and do stuff, but you still have to run your business. So. Right. I'm like, always make sure you're checking your books and that. Like, even really good people, if they're left to run the thing, and it starts innocently.
Yes. So, yeah. No.
I don't have that problem, but I've seen it too much in the industry.
Yeah, we had a series a while back. I don't know, maybe almost 100 episodes back, maybe less. It was on employee theft, and that was exactly what that series taught, was that it starts off like this, oh, I'll take this, and this doesn't matter, and then, oh, man, like, I got this situation that comes up, and I need $500, or, you know, like this, even the best of them will justify stealing if they think, well, I need this more than John does, or what, you know, whoever the business owner is. No, that's super cool. So when, how long were you in Peru? So you were working down there while you were there.
I was certainly having
a good time, too, while you were down there for a really long time. But how long was it?
This last time we were there for 2 months. So my wife's from Peru. We actually own a few properties over there too.
There you go.
We've had two of them for like over 10 years, and I've only been in one of them once.
Wow.
And then this time was the second time. They're normally always rented out, so it's kind of
okay.
We go back and visit families. Like, a lot of times, I have to get an Airbnb, even though I own property there.
Well, hey, as long as you're making more on the Airbnb than you're spending on the property, right? Like, whatever. Super, super cool, dude. 2 months. And, I mean, you know, like I said, that really is just the – when we are trying to gear agents up on this show, this is the fine-tuning we're talking about, is living the life of John right here. So now this is awesome. I'm excited. And you know, the cool thing is too, is you're talking about all these California agents that are going to be there. What an awesome resource for the agents in Arizona or Colorado or the East Coast or whatever, because like I said, these problems that started off in Florida and New York and California, that these agents have been dealing with for how many years now, John? How many years have you been dealing with this junk, having a hard time?
So luckily we're not as bad as Florida, but we're on a couple years right now. And realistically, I thought this would be over, you know, second quarter of this year. I think I personally think we have probably another year.
Yeah.
I think things will loosen up some, but you know, I think at least second quarter of 2025 and maybe third or fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well,
it is getting better.
Yeah, for sure. But what a great opportunity, because it's just starting to get hard for a lot of these agents in these other areas. So what an awesome opportunity. Like you said, go to the bar, go to the social hour, whatever, and talk with these other agents. Find people from California, because what they have had to figure out how to deal with already is what you are learning how to deal with right now. So if you want to, you know, launch your agency forward, to being able to actually deal with what's happening in the market right now. Super good opportunity. It is April 29th through May 2nd, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to put the link in the description, but it's biginsusa.com. Click on events, but we'll put the events link in there. And then I put a note here, use code ABU50 for $50 off the $250 already really affordable registration. Anything else that we forgot to throw in here, John, about the Agent Broker United Conference?
No, I mean, honestly, if you're on the fence, like, come out, check us out.
Yeah.
If nothing else, you'll have a good time and you're in Vegas. But
for sure.
I know you'll get so much more out of it than that. But like I said, if you're like, oh, I don't know, again, you're gonna have a good time.
Yes.
It's not super expensive. And we put together a great show. I mean, we really have. The speakers that we have come out are amazing. The vendors that, you know, were able to make it out this year, they're there ready to serve you, ready to help you. And then again, it's Vegas. We'll have a good time, period.
For sure. Well, John, I appreciate your time today. And again, go down to the description section below this podcast. Click on that link. Use that code ABU50 for $50 off that $250 already super affordable registration. I think this has to be one of the most affordable conventions in the industry. Is it the most affordable or is it just one of them?
You want to know the truth? If you registered early, the registration, and I feel bad saying it because, you know, people are going to pay more. But if you follow us, we start promoting this in like October, November, and we actually make it $50 until the end of the year. And then after that, it goes up. It goes up $50 every month. I've put a stop on it at $250. It was supposed to go up all the way up to $600, but we really want to, you know, we really just started the national, and we really want to get people out there. And our idea is to always try to keep it as affordable as possible for the agents to come out. But yeah, I mean, 200 is still not bad.
That's super.
If you
would have
registered in October, it would have been $50.
Well, now you know what you're doing in October of 2025, right? Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Well, cool. I'd say this has to be one of the biggest, most affordable conventions. I mean, I track a lot of conventions, and I've not seen any for this price point. So appreciate you, John. And yeah, we look forward to hearing a recap of how this event went afterwards. Let's do this again.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool. This has been your Daily Insurance Meditation.